This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bag tumble.
Everyone, can't help it, Rick.
What's that?
I can't help it.
I know. That's why I like it.
Rick, just as the broadcast was starting, I was talking with Tom, our engineer, and I was just revisiting how I was on the tractor yesterday doing tractor therapy, you know, going round and round in circles, and, you know, with the earplugs in, and, you know, I hear the drone of the engine. That's pretty much all I hear, and I can do my thinking when I'm on the tractor. And the thing that I came up with was that none of us, you know, at USA Prepares takes direction very well. I mean, we really don't take direction very well. And I was just kind of reliving that thought that I had on the tractor with our engineer, Tom. And he said, 15 seconds, you know, we go live. And I said, like, what's that mean? Do we have to? So there I was. I wasn't taking direction very well.
Oh, well, listen to you. You know, I have a new website that I found was interesting. It's called aircrop.org. Uh-huh. It's all happening around me. I am watching how everybody is getting depressed, angry, uptight, and somehow off center. Everybody is off center. And I don't know why, other than minor presses of banks, of money, of food going up. I don't know. Have you noticed how much food is at Safeway or things like that? I remember they had their 50-cent donuts are now 69 cents. I remember they had their $5 Fridays. It's now $6 Fridays. Have you known? And Hagen is in a billion-dollar lawsuit against Albertson because of trying to control our food and food prices. And it made our front pages of our local paper yesterday. And so it's happening around us, and it's having reverberations in all of our behavior, driving, road rage, and the way we treat each other and ourselves now. Everybody's in a press.
You know, Rick, I totally agree with you, and I've noticed this too. And at the meetup on Monday that we just had a few days ago, I said to the meetup group, I was thinking about, you know, the drive over in my truck to the, you know, to the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. And I thought, I can't believe it. I was waiting to make a turn, And all these cars are in the distance. I'm thinking, you know, I'll wait for them to go past me. And then they turn. What I'm saying is they weren't using their turn signals. And it sure would have been a lot more polite
like that, yes.
If they used their turn signals. Because they're holding me up, and I'm being polite and waiting for them. And I don't have to wait for them.
It's signals of how their behavior and driving. They don't care.
Yeah, that's one thing. And the other thing is I'm noticing trailers and trucks with stuff in the back beds of the trucks that, you know, without a tailgate, not tied down, that could just fly off the road and land right in front of me or whoever's behind these trucks. I've noticed trailers with cargo not tied down. You know, and I really don't, as a libertarian, a type-minded person, here's what I should say. My belief is that government should be tiny. I mean, just the absolute minimum. But one thing I wish the cops would do is put their radar guns down, and when they see loads that are poorly secured on trucks and trailers, that they would stop those guys, those operators of those vehicles, and say, look, you know, this is a dangerous thing. You know, this item that you don't have strapped down without a tailgate can go flying out and land in somebody's lap and kill them and everybody behind them that runs into the back of them. You know, that's one thing I think would be kind of nice. That would be like public safety, the real public safety. But what I'm noticing is that we are less friendly, less polite, more hostile, more offensive, more ready to blare the horn for someone who doesn't start at the nanosecond that the light turns green. You know, so if someone's behind you and the light turns green and you just start to step on the accelerator, if you haven't launched by the time the light is green, they're angry. And it's happening more and more, and that's what I'm saying. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's and there's other things going on. For example, I don't know if everybody has beginning to notice how much more intensive chemtrails have become. But it's like an Air Auschwitz movie. It's like we're being gassed because there are too many people in the world. And why has nobody from our government, senators, congressmen, whatever, talking about it and explaining to the public what it is and what it is not? Why? Well, that's a good question. Let's figure out what would be some of the reasons why they're not talking about it. I'm talking about even the statesmen, the ones that you voted for, that you're proud of, and that you like. Why are none of these people? And why are the Democrats, not the Democrats, excuse me, yes, the Democrats for this treaty in Iraq and Iran? Well, let's talk about that. How about pork barrel kickbacks and the money that they make off of war from having this thing go out of control? There's other things going on here that nobody's talking about and need to be said. Even if they're not true, what's really going on? And why are they doing it? Now, I just posted something about the sun heating up our galaxy. It's not about SUVs and carbon emissions that is causing our global warming. There's something else seriously affecting all of the planets. Okay? And our Planet X, 7X, and Nibiru, or Nibiru, or whatever way you want to pronounce it. And I can tell you that I don't know, and I'm pretty smart. Now, if I don't know, and I can't figure it out, and I've been working at this for several years, and still do not know what's really in this geoengineering chemtrails, what would that suggest to you? Covertness? Absolutely. Okay, so I saw a report about coal ash and fly ash. And fly ash has radium, 226 and 228. And there it is as a possible vector for why we're getting radcon level alerts. It's from the geoengineering. And Fukushima is a secondary addition to that that has toxically poisoned our oceans. And nobody is talking about it. Not really. Why?
Well, except us, right? I mean, we're talking about it.
Yes, but I'm a nobody in a little tiny place in Grants Pass as collateral damage. And at one point, military used to think of me as a treasure. And now I'm just expendable like the rest of us. It isn't about intelligence anymore. It's about somebody in Washington, D.C. that is making decisions for me for my own good. And that is not right when they're not as intelligent as me. How does that work, that someone can preempt my rights as an intelligent individual because they're doing it for my own good?
I totally agree. Well, yes, they have declared war on us, and it's not just that, Rick. It's for your own good, they're not going to tell you what's in your food. For your own good, they're going to allow chemicals to be put in.
It's terrible, and the whole thing is about money and lying. And that's what they all are. They're liars. And they're lying to themselves even before they started lying to us. And so where can that go with the evolution and the... Now, my Sifu, my teacher, my man that I felt was more aware than me, said to me once, said to a group of us once, when he'd been asked if aliens are real, he said, it doesn't matter. There is nothing you can do about it anyway. What you can do is meditate. Now, that's a perfect response because I don't feel there's anything I'm going to be able to do about this personally. And while I will say no, like when the Borg would say to me, resistance is futile, where do you go with that? Over my dead body. Okay, that'll happen.
Rick, you know, you bring up a whole bunch of points. Let me just address some of them. At the meetup on Monday, I mentioned people are more aggressive, and I asked if it's, is it just me? Are they just pulling out in front of me and not using their signals in front of me? Is it just like around me? And the answer was no. It's increasing at an increasing level. That's one thing. Now, we also talked about the individual greed and the me first, which is something that you're talking about with these politicians. What's with these guys? You know, don't they have families? Well, in the 1950s, President Eisenhower built a bunker in West Virginia, and it's called the Greenbrier Hotel. Sam Snead was brought on board to design the golf course, so it looks like a great destination. And I was talking about this at the meetup on Monday. I said that I noticed this because I was on Interstate 64 in West Virginia, and you could drive 120 miles an hour. It's like the Autobahn in the United States. In this section, when you get close to the Greenbrier, the road is banked, and you could fly down the road at 120 miles an hour. You could take the exit ramps really, really quickly because they're banked, and they're wide enough to trailer a tank through the ramps. There's a parking lot that you could land a C-5 aircraft on. There's a rail line directly across the interstate from the Greenbrier Hotel, and it has an underground bunker. And I noticed this because I saw this huge satellite antenna there. Huge. I don't think it's 90 feet in diameter, but it's probably pretty close. And then I saw the smokestack where they have a power generation plant, all to power this underground bunker. We come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It's now in the public domain, but I'll tell you about it and how it links to the individual greed of these Congress thugs. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing tempting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and if you'd like to go to his new website, DocRam, D-O-C-R-A-M, DocRam as in Dr. Richard Allen Miller.com, DocRam.com. So, Rick, I was on the traveling on Interstate 64 in West Virginia, and so off to the side I saw this huge satellite antenna, of which there were only a few in the world at the time. This was in very, very early 1990. And I saw this smokestack. I thought, wow, this is in the middle of nowhere, and there's this great big parking lot where you can land a C-5, and there's a rail line, and there's this great big hotel. So I decided to investigate it. And at the time, we had a minivan. It was a Ford Aerostar, the extended minivan. I had the whole family in it. And I decided to find the blast doors to this bunker. And so the children were in the back, and Mrs. Finelli was in the front, and I was getting really close to the blast doors. And this guy jumped out of nowhere in front of me and stopped me. It's like, where are you going? And I said, McDonald's is this way, right? Straight ahead?
That's on your feet,
Vinny. And he told me to take a hike and turn around. But so this Greenbrier Hotel has several entrances. They've got 25-ton blast doors. They have decontamination chambers, 18 dormitories. They have a power plant with a water purification system. They've got 25,000-gallon water storage tanks, three of them. They've got three 14,000-gallon diesel storage tanks. They've got a communications area, television production, and audio recording equipment and booths. They've got a clinic with 12 hospital beds, medical, dental, and operating rooms. They've got a laboratory, a pharmacy, intensive care unit, cafeteria, and they've got meeting rooms to house the Senate and the governor's hall and so forth. So anyway, so they've got this thing, but it's not big enough for the families of these Congress critters. So, you know, imagine a typical family, let's say a husband, let's say a wife, let's say a couple children, and then maybe the mother and father of the parents, and then, you know, then some, maybe some outlaws and some in-laws. Well, none of those guys are going to this Greenbrier that was built as a bunker for the government. Only the Congress, and some other employees that could actually make things happen. The bottom line is these Congress thugs would only be going, leaving their families to fend for themselves. The point is that you're talking about how come nobody's talking about the chemtrails and the poisoning of the planet and the geoengineering and the toxins and the deaths and the cancers, and how come nobody's talking about it? Well, these guys, these Congress thugs, would be leaving their loved ones behind. Honey, it's okay. Listen, after it's all over and after the big event, the bombing, the nuclear destruction, the mutual assured mutual destruction, once that's all over, I'll come out and, when the smoke clears and the radiation's gone, and I'll come out and check and see how you and the children are doing. I mean, that's what these greedy, individually concerned, egocentric Congress thugs are up to. They'd even leave their families behind. So if you look at it that way, why would they tell us if they're poisoning us? Why would they? And you can look at the story of driving on the Beltway, traveling on that Beltway around Washington, D.C., and being in a traffic jam and thinking, what would a Congress critter be thinking if he was stuck in that traffic jam? The answer is, who are these people in my way? Who do they think they are holding me up as a Congress thug? I've got important work to do. That's what I'm talking about. These guys are above all of us, at least in their own puny little minds.
It's like in that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, with that guy in Congress making decisions for everybody because the president isn't present.
They're not that smart.
No, they're not. And worse, they're selfish. They do not even represent the finest quality of humanity. And why are they our leaders?
Well, I was talking with one of our instructors about that a couple days ago. We've got... how did Bill Clinton get elected president? I mean, was he the best and brightest we could find? We heard that he was a Rhodes Scholar. What a bright guy. And guy can't even figure out how to keep his zipper up. So we've got these guys who are poor speakers. They're not statesmen. They're not thinkers. They're not scientists. They're just defective. We'll be right back.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, here's a story I really enjoy. Now, there's this Pembroke Pines police chief. His name is Dan Gustino. And he's frosted because he is demanding and demanded an apology from the Arby's, you know, fast food joint CEO, Paul Brown. So why does he demand an apology? Well, one of his uniformed officers went through the drive-thru in Florida, in the Miami area called Pembroke Pines. And so his officer wanted to order at Arby's, and allegedly she was refused service because she was in uniform. So so here we have, you know, the manager of an Arby's store refusing service. It causes all this uproar. The police chief is frosted. He's demanding an apology from the corporate CEO because his policewoman was refused service. I think that's kind of neat that that she was refused service. Now, she was not refused service because of her ethnicity, but because of what she was wearing, her police uniform. Now, I refused service when I had a computer company as a an officer of our computer company that that I was an owner of. I refused service to an attorney who wanted to buy a computer network from us. And I said, you know, we don't sell computers to attorneys. And the attorney's like, what? I said, yeah. You know, it's because, well, you guys are trained to argue. You know, you're naturally good arguers, and then you go to school, and then you become certified in arguing. And generally, you find fault with everything. So no matter what I do, I don't think you're going to be happy. So it's just kind of, I prefer that, you know, we don't have any disputes. So I'm not going to sell you a computer network. He's like, you got to be kidding. I said, no, actually, we have a corporate policy. We don't sell computers to attorneys. He was absolutely shocked.
I went to that same place, and because of that, I chose not to wear a uniform. I walked in naked, and they wouldn't serve me either. I didn't so, Rick, have trouble with uniform.
Well, you know, Rick, you know the story about Lebanon, Missouri, when the cops showed up and I said, hey, listen, you guys can't come in here with uniforms. And they were annoyed. They were, and actually, so what happened is the cops who came to the expo, you know, complained to the city manager, and then they declared war on USA Preparers. I'm talking about the city of Lebanon declared war on USA Preparers because we wouldn't let the cops come in uniform. And they said, oh, yeah, we're the cops. We're going to do whatever the heck we want. And literally, they showed us.
The firemen showed up and sat there and enjoyed Storm and Norman.
Yeah, the firemen were great. That, you know, they did. The firemen didn't come in with guns, and they didn't
come in and push their weight. No attitude, yeah.
Yeah. So what we're seeing, Rick, is that cops are getting shot. They're getting just picked off. We said this was going to happen. We said that, you know, we're not advocating it. We said it would happen because of their bullying attitudes, them pushing us around, them targeting us with their laser guns and their
and
radar.
What they want Arby's to do? Hang that individual that refused service from their flagpole?
Actually, if we had plaques.
That would have worked, huh? Sitting there seeing that young girl that refused service to the officer hanging from a flagpole by her neck broken, hanging there in the wind. You know, that's the apology they want? That's what they're, it's creepy. And you know what else? It's posturing. And I've had enough of everybody posturing to try to get their way on things. It's a form of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is. It's bullying by any other word, just like in high school and grade school, where they learned how to do it. And most of the people, the way Matt Stein put it to me, he said the kids coming back from Afghanistan, that some of them are gone into fanatical weightlifting because they like the adrenaline rush. And guess who are our top draft picks for police officers, and how do you think that's playing in the community? You know, we're talking about a war on drugs, and yet most of the police force are taking illegal drugs in the forms of steroids and muscle builders. And so we've got a situation here that has double standards. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. You know, you do not do what I do, but you do what I say.
Yeah, because I say it. You know, and you're absolutely right.
I do it because I say it. And there's a double standard going on across the world, including corporate and our politics across the board. That's what's wrong with America right now. And while here I am, not able to probably do anything, the way I was going to say it to my teacher is, there's, you know, are aliens real? There's nothing I can do about it. I probably will never even know the truth. I can tell you that yesterday I had a Brian Dean Anderson give me a presentation on JFK shooting, absolutely proving that JFK did not even die. He spent his last years on the Baltic. He's got pictures. Proves it. Now, where is that in our history books? And what, you don't kill royalty. That is an unspoken law in all of the game planning that the Rothschilds, et cetera, are doing. And when you start to unravel that thread and pulling on it a little bit further to find out where LBJ was in all of this and the rest of it, what happens next is you start to unravel other things in history. 9/11, the first attack on the Trade Center didn't work, so now we're going to fake one so that we can get a terrorism bill through Congress. And everybody is buying it. And if you don't buy it, what can you do about it? You going to change your vote? They already have that rigged. And we talked about that last week with the Democratic Party and Clinton and Hillary Clinton appointing her husband, you know, as president of the United Nations. And now you have the most powerful couple in the world working for the Bushes. And it's we don't have any say in it. What can we do?
You know, I was talking with Larry Nichols, who knows Bill Clinton quite well. And I was asking him, you know, what Bill Clinton is like. And I'm paraphrasing the answer. But, you know, he's a fun guy to be with. And he's, you know, if you're at a party with him and he's telling stories, the answer is he's got more interesting stories than everybody else in the room. So you would tend to gravitate toward him because of, you know, the outrageousness of the stories and the kind of stories that just don't happen to we the villagers. Okay, so you'd love to hang out with Bill Clinton and, you know, just laugh and yuck it up with him. But in terms of him being qualified to manage the most powerful nation on the planet at the time, was he qualified? Absolutely not. He just liked being president and governor because of all the perks, all the fun things you could do, all the junkets and the travel and the women and all that. That was a lot of fun.
Well, so that's in the White House and having it be okay with the public. It was okay. Everybody accepted it. How
not me. I know somebody who actually voted for him, and I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, they said, yeah, I'll tell you what, the media has worked really well with some of these thugs that we have in office. They really have. They've covered up things. And, you know, Barney Frank is, you know, allegedly running a bordello in Washington. And that's okay. Well, you know, being queer is okay now. Actually, maybe it's a positive.
Don't forget to add pedophile in there. All of it is wrong. It's supposed to represent, like, what a treaty is. What exactly is a treaty with between countries? Didn't we talk about this before? It's something to do with measuring the integrity of a given country and how well they will honor their word. The United States is an embarrassment to me. I'm embarrassed to be an American. This is no longer the country that I wanted to serve and protect. And it's time everybody get it that nothing you're doing, if you voted for someone, the other person will win because they have gerrymandering and they use the whole thing in electoral services to appoint whom they want. And it's already a done deal. Even 43% favorable. Where does that come from? What is wrong now is that we're allowing this to happen without saying anything about it.
Larry Nichols said on the air on USA Prepares, he said that he was involved in polling. And they used to sit around in a room, and I'm talking in the in the 90s, the very early 90s, and in the 80s, and they'd sit around and they'd talk about how to form the questions to get the desired polling results. And then they decided that, you know, why are we even doing this? Let's just come up with the results. We'll just state the results. So they made up the polling results, meaning there's no poll. They just released the results.
And it all happened. I was in the sciences. It all happened in the 70s and the 80s, because in the 70s, what made me an outstanding researcher was that I had no qualm about studying something. I had no idea what I was going to discover. It didn't have any kind of marketability to it. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, all of that stopped, and there was no interest in having mankind evolve technically after the 80s. It either had marketing aspects, in which case it was funded, or it wasn't, in which case it was not funded.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we come back. I'm going to share something with you that will put an exclamation point on what you're saying. And this will probably be damaging to me, but I'll say it anyway. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So Rick, you mentioned the change from blue sky science in the 70s to what we've got today, which is, you know, how much money can this science generate? So,
in other words, it's not about the evolution of man anymore. It isn't about trying to do new science. And go, we've already got enough of science. We don't need advancements anymore unless they deal with money.
All right. Well, let me put an exclamation.
Bart Garland, you know, God has everything, but he needs more money.
Yeah. Well, let me put an exclamation point on this. So you're talking about marketing. So I called a solar equipment manufacturing company. I called the manufacturer, and I was on the phone with them, and we've been talking. And so at the highest level of this company, I was talking with one of the VPs, and he said, "Well, here's what I said I'd like. What I'd like to do is build a system on the air and explain how the system is being built and the components, the watts, the amps, the volts, Ohm's law. Start out with an overview and literally build it on the air and deploy it for the broadcast. I mean, I've already done a prototype, but I want to build the final system and or the next in the evolution of the prototype. I've got the solar panels, and I've got an inverter, and I've got some batteries, and I just want to make it more permanent." Okay, so I was talking to this guy, and he said, "Well, how many listeners do you have?" And I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, how many do you have?" And I said, "Well, let me put it this way." I said, "If you go to GCNlive.com right now," I said, "Are you in front of a computer?" He said, "Well, you know, I can't do it right this minute." Well, okay, well, if you go to GCNlive.com right now, you'll see that there are the top broadcasts. And we're number one. And by the way, I'm not even on the air. I'm talking to you. Okay, where it says top GCN live streams at GCNlive.com, they've got the top five. I said, I've been off the air for a while now, and we're number one. I can tell you that. I know that because you can see it and I can see it. And I said, now, aside from that, we're on AM stations, FM stations. We're in on a satellite over the United States and Canada and Central America. We're on the largest satellite in Europe with over 120 million homes being fed. And that services Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. We're on YouTube. We're on telephone listen lines, podcasts, downloads. So that I do know. But in terms of the number of listeners, I don't know. And actually, nobody knows. Okay. Nobody knows how many AM, FM, and satellite listeners are because it's a one-way transmission. Nobody knows. I said, now, you know, you can look at the ratings and you can, you know, and those are lies too. Those are lies. So nobody knows literally how many listeners. I said, now, so if you're in your car and you're in the car for a couple minutes and you turn on the radio and you listen to a talk show host and then you arrive at your destination 3 minutes later, does that mean you're a listener? What if you're just listening to the commercials during that couple of minutes you're in the car? Or what if you know, turn on your radio and then you leave? And it's on at home and no one's listening because you're outside. So how do you know who's listening? You don't know. So I explained this to him. The bottom line is, without me telling him how many listeners we have, they will not work with us because he can't make a proposal to upper management to say, we want to have Sally over here go on the air with Vinny and talk about solar systems. But, you know, we're going to have to pay Sally to be here. And there's the phone call and, you know, there's the time and using the conference room. And, geez, you know, and then there's the setup and the, you know, the preparation. So it costs us money to have us on the air with Vinny. So how many listeners do you have? I said, I don't know how to tell you. Honestly, I don't. I've been asking for 5 years how many listeners we have. No one can tell me. So I can't tell them. So they can't do it until I can tell them, and I can't tell them. So I guess we can't do it. Rick, you're absolutely right. It's all about money. It's disgraceful.
Yep.
What about just doing a nice thing and... What's wrong with a company teaching about solar, alternative energy, and we mention them like 4 times an hour? What's wrong with that? I don't get it. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the